to robbers. Taxicabs may look like hold-up targets that they can flag down on the street. Taxicabs unwittingly pull up to a robber, in fact, and say, "Hop in." Cab drivers have cash in their pockets and their backs are turned, so thieves can climb in, wait for a stop on a dark street, and, as Washington, D.C. driver Saeed Khan says, a passenger once did to him,
"He pushed me from here, and with the big hunting knife, he put it over here, on my..."
Under your chin.
Under the chin.
Yeah.
He asked me, "Give me money." I said, "Excuse me, sir, you need money or my blood?"
A recent survey by the University of Illinois at Chicago suggests there may be more crimes against cab drivers in that area, and there have been several attacks in recent weeks across the country, including Grand Rapids, Michigan, Columbia, Georgia, and two cities in California. Just last week, a driver named Richard Temple Jr. was shot and killed in New Orleans, the second cab driver killed in New Orleans in less than 4 months. Many drivers say that in this time of recession, they're working longer hours to support their families, including night shifts, and that exposes them to more danger. Roy Spooner is general manager of the Yellow Cab Company of Washington, D.C.
Where an average driver would work 6 to 8 hours and made a wage to get by, now you're working at about 12 to 14 hours.
And Nathaniel Price, chairman of the D.C. Professional Taxi Cab Drivers Association, says they're looking for fares in neighborhoods with higher crime rates that they used to avoid.
You may have to go and pick up people that you may look at and you may say, "This person looks like maybe a threat to my well-being." But on the other end, you said, "Hey, I need the money."
When we stood in a cab line in front of a D.C. Convention Center area hotel, we found that about half the drivers who worked the night shift seemed to have some kind of crime story about their cab or one or two close friends. The other half were new drivers. A D.C. driver named Mukti Lal explains that each time he's been the victim of a crime, and once he was hijacked, another time he was robbed at knife point of his cash, watch, and cell phone, it's hard to return to work.
"What are you going to do, you know, when you have little kids, you raise them, you know, you have no other job, so you have to do that."
Yeah.
"Yeah, it's a pretty tough time I have, but me, my wife, and everybody, we're feeling that way, you know."
D.C. police keep no separate statistics about taxicab crimes. Roy Spooner of Yellow Cab says that many cab attacks never make it into any kind of crime statistics because drivers don't like to call the police, at least after the first time they're robbed.
It's kind of a defensive mode that they seem to operate in because, you know, if you call, you're tied up for 2-3 hours doing police reports, waiting for stuff, and, you know, if I lost $15, let me see if I can make it back in the next few hours. But it's a mentality, but it doesn't fix the problem because they're still exposed.
Teffrey McConan, who's been driving a cab for 5 years, feels there may be another reason why most other drivers who suffer a crime in their cab may not call the police.
"They don't want to tell, even. They shame what happened on them.
Yeah.
And they don't talk to a friend.
Yeah.
Some they do like that, yeah."
A driver named Benyam told us that just a couple of weeks ago, he picked up two young men against his better judgment. They said they had to pick up their sister and told him to drive deeper and deeper down a dark alley until one of the men grabbed him from behind and demanded his money.
"Then I gave him about $40, $45, I'm not sure. Then the other guy, he put something on my neck. I didn't see what was that. But I knew something very thick. Then, okay, I'll give you anything you want."
But then Mr. Benyam decided to shake up his larcenous passengers.
"I stepped on the gas, and I came out from the alley. Then when they see that, they said, they talking to each other, 'Oh, this guy's crazy. Stop the car.' Then finally, they opened the door, ran away. I was lucky, you know, because they could kill me."
Police officers came to the scene and drove Mr. Benyam through the neighborhood to see if he could identify anyone on the street as one of his assailants.
So by the time we finished our cruise and they were trying to take a report from me, you know the funny thing? The knife just came out from my jacket, mm-hmm, and dropped in front of the policeman.
The knife that they used to help
against
you?
Yeah, they used. to kill me. But, you know, one thing make me upset is nobody understands how hard we work in this community. Right now, is a recession is going on in you. And you have to stick on this kind of job, you know.
In many urban areas, taxicab driving is now an occupation for immigrants. Most of the cab drivers with whom we spoke in Washington, D.C. are Ethiopian or Eritrean. Many immigrants say they welcome the chance to be able to work for themselves. They've come from tough places. They're willing to work mean streets. But Tefri Mekinen says that as he works longer hours for his family, the jobs become another hardship for them to bear.
Especially my wife, always at night time, she call me. You have to come. Don't go far. Always after 10 o'clock, where are you? Why not to come?
Cab drivers in Washington, D.C. talking about how the jobs they have are getting harder on everyone. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.